not coming back.
Take your time. You'll feel differently in a few weeks.
I won't.
You'll...
No, I won't. I know, I won't.
What will you do?
I don't know.
You're a brilliant teacher. And you love it. It's obvious to everyone who sees you teach that you love it.
I can't.
Amanda, please.
No.
Please, just say you'll think about it.
No. I can't. No.
In Mogadishu by Vivian Fransman, Amanda was played by Candida Benson, Jason by Malachi Kirby, Chris by Jonathan Guy Lewis, and Becky by Shannon Tarbert. Farshid Roki was Saif, Shireen Buckley was Dee, Tendai Jumbert was Chugs, and Darren Saul, Ben. Peter was Ashley Campbell, and Farat, Michael Karim. Location sound was by Ross Adams. The director was Willie Richards. Mogadishu was an art and adventure production for BBC Radio 3. The producer was Roger James Ellsgood.
Our drama on three next Sunday is The Strange Case of the Man in the Velvet Jacket by Robert Forrest. It's a powerful and intriguing drama based on the writer Robert Louis Stevenson's early life in Edinburgh. And it begins at 8:30 next Sunday evening here on Radio 3. Our series of late-night essays this week is called The Book That Changed Me. Writers, academics and journalists discuss the books that inspired them in their careers. Later in the week, you can hear the veteran broadcaster Julian Pettifer considering The Silent Spring by Rachel Carson, which was a turning point not just for him, but for the development of the Green Movement. And the space scientist Maggie Adarin-Pocock talks about the book that actually overcame her dread of reading, a science fiction novel that inspired her to start asking questions about how the universe works. Well, the series begins with Ed Smith, a writer on The Times these days, who talks about Simon Gray's book, The Smoking Diaries, and how it liberated him as a wordsmith. The Book That Changed Me is each night this week, beginning on Monday night at 10:45 here on BBC Radio 3.
On BBC Radio 3, The Symphonies of Sibelius. A composer whose music brought to life the majesty and nobility of the natural world. The first concert in the BBC Symphony Orchestra's cycle is steeped in Finnish nature and mysticism. Alongside Sibelius's third symphony, there's his vocal work Luonnontar, and a recent song cycle by contemporary Finnish composer Kaija Saariaho, a musical depiction of Finland's snowy nights and fleeting springtime. Radio 3 live in concert, beginning a cycle of Sibelius symphonies. Friday night, live at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3. The time now is just a little after 11:15. And next tonight, it's time to join Julian Joseph for this week's edition of Jazz Lineup.
Hello from the BBC's Maida Vale studios in West London, where for the next 90 minutes, Jazz Lineup brings you an exclusive concert featuring the music of Stan Salzman and friends. Now, Stan is a well-known and respected figure on the British jazz scene who has always strived to remain contemporary. He emerged in the 1960s with a crop of talented musicians, including Graham Collier, John Taylor, Kenny Wheeler, and Gordon Beck. As a recording artist, band leader, and educator, Stan is a young veteran. I hope you don't mind me saying that. Young veteran. Possibly an oxymoron, but eminence is a difficult thing to put into words. He is an artist of great dignity who is often the first choice saxophonist for many of the emerging stars of the British contemporary jazz scene. Gwilym Simcock is a massive fan, advocate, and collaborator. His Neon Quartet, co-led with some of the finest young musicians playing in Britain today, is a clear example of how revered a musician Stan Salzman is. We'll hear two combinations that Stan has put together. Later, he'll be joined by bass, trumpet, guitar, and bass clarinet. But he opens with his band Neon, and just before the music begins, let's have a quick word with him. Ladies and gentlemen, Stan Salzman. It's quite something, a young veteran, because no, you've been around a long time, and you how do you manage to keep it so fresh? Because everybody calls you, and it's like you're one of the young guys always.
I think part of it comes through through jazz education and teaching and being around young musicians. One, I've always been interested in what people are doing and finding, and things change and move, new ideas. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, you get an awful lot of energy being around, you know, some younger people. I mean, I play with all my friends as well of my generation. It's not just that, but and it's been a great. It's very invigorating, and it's nice to play new material, different stuff. Guys in the band write material that I wouldn't. It's something new to keep you alive, really, fresh. Mm-hmm.
So you thrive on a challenge, obviously.
Yeah, I like the challenge, yeah. Yeah,
and
I enjoy it.
So who are the guys you've got today? I mean, I know all of them. So. Just explain for the radio audience and the audience.
Well, Tim Giles, drummer, met quite a few years ago. And actually, he was very, very young indeed. I think he was about 14 or something, working with Ian Ballamy's band when I first heard him and met him. And we started working a little together then. And I really like his playing. He has a perfect approach for this particular group. Draws on a lot of experience, a lot of different. We can go various ways if it's straight ahead playing or kind of more open, freeish music. So he's great fun. He's the right person for this band. It's really nice to be able to play with him again. Kit Downs. Kit, I knew from the Academy, from the Royal Academy, because he came in as a very early student. He's just a wonderful piano player. And again, he writes lovely pieces, very different. And as you said, the original version of this band was Gwilym did. It was just a trio. Mm-hmm. And then when Gwilym went to pursue his own sort of career, and then I decided to add Kit. And I also thought, actually, we need to make it different. It's just very hard to walk into somebody else's shoes, no matter who they are, and you feel like you have to fill somebody else's thing. So I thought, yeah, adding drums would be a nice change. Mm-hmm. And Jim Hart, I met through Gwilym, actually. We used to play together a little blows and things, and he's just the same thing. He's very open to lots of music, and he writes really nice pieces, interesting music.
So what music are you playing? Is it all compositions by you, or...?
No, I try to make it a cooperative band, although I kind of tend to be out the front, but I'd like everybody to have input in it. We all write. I mean, I've written most of the stuff tonight because it's my broadcast, but normally when we go out as a quartet, it's the music's much more, you know, from everybody in the group.
So looking toward the second half, let's let the cat out of the bag in terms of the guests that you've got joining this Neon Quartet. Okay. First of all, why is it called Neon?
I was just looking for a very nice name. I mean, something that was short and easy to say, but also it was bright, new, kind of, it's the same kind of vibe, really, you know, just trying to sort of... and keeping the music colourful and... a name for a band.
Superb. So who are the guys that are going to be joining us in the second half?
Well, Dave Whitford, who's Dave's another one, a wonderful bass player that's played with so many people in England. We all love to work with Dave, and I've worked with Dave in all kinds of combinations and things. And again, I think he would fit very well with the music we're going to play. You kind of choose people you think are going to be right for a certain combination. Mm-hmm. So it's very nice to have Dave here. James Allsop is another very young musician who I met at the Academy again, met through the Academy. He's a very fine saxophone player as well, but he plays very nice bass clarinet. Mm. And I've just put in this little lineup together. I thought, oh, it'd be very nice to have the way to write music that isn't too complicated. We're going to do, to rehearse for a broadcast for one gig, but make a nice sound with bass clarinet, with vibes or guitar. And also I like the way James plays. I've heard some recent things of him and I really like them. His sort of approach is slightly different, just not like everybody else. I think quite appealing to hear people with who don't just follow the, as his own way. Mike Walker, I think everybody knows and loves. I mean, I've played with Mike a few times, some with Nicky Isles' band, Printmakers, which is a treat. And I've known Mike for a lot of years. I first played with him. I used to run a guest spot gig at the Vortex, the original Vortex, and Mike very kindly made the trip to London to be a guest with us, and this is another opportunity to play with him. I don't get that many opportunities to play with Mike, so it's an opportunity to do that. And of course the last one, what can I say? I mean, Ken Wheeler's probably one of the greatest players in the world and composer and writer, and there's something very special about this room being in here, as you know, without getting into the maudlin kind of or nostalgia, but of course it is very, very nostalgic, this room. There's so much music being made in it, and an awful lot with Ken. I remember going back when I first started out and playing, particularly in Ken's big bands, in this room. And it's just a lovely opportunity to ask him to... He's given me a lot, just an opportunity to ask Ken to do something. So,
and we look forward now to hearing the Neon Quartet. Thank you so much, Dan Saltzman.
OK, thank you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome, with Kit Downs at the keyboard, Jim Hart on vibes, Tim Giles on drums, and leading from the saxophone, Stan Saltzman. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Neon with New Balls.
Thank you very much, and good evening, everybody. And that was a piece called New Balls, which I wrote while I was watching tennis and thinking about writing some new music. I'm going to continue now with a composition by Kit Downs, and this he wrote for his friend, who's a very fine young drummer called James Madron, and this is called Mother Hen. Thank you. Thank you. That was Mother Hen, written by Kit Downs. And we're going to follow that with a Jim Hart composition. And this is a club in Torino, which was called Maison Musique. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was Maison Musique, written by Jim Hart. And now we'd like to welcome to the stage first of our guests this evening. Hello to Dave Whitford on bass. And James Allsop on bass clarinet. And direct from Cornwall, where he's been having a nice sunny rest, and we've managed to get him into Maid of Al 3, Mike Walker. I'm going to finish this first set with a piece of mine. This is called Choo Choo. Thank you.
That was Choo Choo, written by Stan Saltzman, and that was played by an expanded Neon, who Jim Hart, who was not only playing the vibes, but he also bows the vibes. Kit Downs was playing piano and organ, and also we had Tim Giles on the drums. Stan Saltzman was playing the saxophones, and joining him were Mike Walker on the guitar, James Alsop on bass clarinet, and Dave Whitford on the bass. This is Jazz Lineup and a special program featuring the music of Stan Saltzman coming to you from the BBC's Maida Vale Studios, actually Studio 3, where a lot of great music has happened and a lot of good jazz, Studio 3 in West London. Remember that if you wish to hear this program again, then it's available to listen again for the next 7 days by going to the BBC Radio 3 website. The music continues now in the studio, and Stan Saltzman joins me once again to tell us about the second half of the concert. You added three more instruments to that last piece, and you sort of got vibed up, the sound got thicker and everything. The bass clarinet really adds a wonderful depth to the sound of the music.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do we have to look forward to then? More of the same?
I've written some. Well, there's one piece that's a slightly older piece, but the last three are all new that I wrote for this program. I thought it'd be nice to do something just for this one-off, just for this lineup, which actually is what used to happen in the old jazz club days. Exactly what happened: you would just turn up with new music and this broadcast. You would rehearse it in the afternoon and play it, and that was it. There was so much new music was made. It's a very wonderful period, the 70s, 80s, and stuff. In this very room, special for young people, they need to express what's now. You know, I mean, I love it all. I love the history. I love the whole thing. But I think it's really good to encourage young people to be able to express themselves.
And also, we've got a very special guest joining this segment.
Oh yes, indeed. Yes, it's someone that we all love and owe so much to. I mean, I've learned so much. From Ken Wheeler, just a wonderful, wonderful musician. So it's a great privilege to have him here. I know everybody else in the band feels the same. You know, it's just lovely to have him.
How about a round of applause, Kenny Wheeler, ladies and gentlemen? Well, what are we going to hear first?
First, we're going to play a piece called A Warm, Rocky Place, which originally I played with Ken in a trio, in a little trio that we had with guitarist John Paracelli, and the trio was called Ordisa. And we used to work just trio gigs, saxophone, trumpet and guitar, which was very interesting. And the pieces from that period.
Well, I'm going to let you get back to your position whilst I say, added to the Neon of Kit Downs on keyboards, Jim Hart on vibes, Tim Giles on drums, we heard Mike Walker, Dave Whitford, and James Alsop, but also we've got Kenny Wheeler on trumpet, and of course Stan Saltzman is playing saxophones. Please, a warm welcome to Stan Saltzman and friends, and A Warm, Rocky Place. Thank you.
Thank you. That was a warm, rocky place. Now we're going to continue with the first of a brand new compositions of mine for this ensemble, for this special broadcast. And this one is called McBrum, which you may wonder why. It's because very recently I was in Birmingham at one of the music conservatoires doing some external examining, and there's these wonderful musicians at the college, and quite a few Scottish musicians, drummers, bass players, and a trombone player, wonderful young people playing, which I enjoyed so much, I thought I could write a piece. So, and they obviously living in Birmingham, so it became McBrum. Thank you. Thank you. That was McBrum. And this one is called Ruskin's Retreat. And Ruskin's is a very, very wonderful place that's in Dorking, in Box Hill, where I spend some weekends in a little wooden cabin hiding away in the woods. So I thought I'd write a piece for this place. And it's called Ruskin's Retreat. Thank you. Thank you. That was Ruskin's Retreat. And come to the last piece for this evening. Put your hands together for Mike Walker. James Allsop. Kit Downs. Tim Giles. Dave Whitford. And a very, very special Penny Wheeler. Thank you. We're going to finish with another of these new compositions. This one's called Broomhill Sunrise. And because it's sort of started out somehow influenced by Softly as in the Morning Sunrise, it doesn't seem to have much to do with it anymore, but that's how it's sort of started from. And also Broomhill, it's a hotel, Broomhill Sculpture Park in North Devon, where the Neon Quartet, we played a wonderful gig there earlier this year. It's a really beautiful place with sculptures all around the gardens, and they put on wonderful jazz evenings, and it's rather magical there. So anyway, this is Broomhill Sunrise.
Broomhill Sunrise, played by Stan Salzman and friends, with Kenny Wheeler on flugelhorn all night. James Alsop was on bass clarinet. Mike Walker was on the guitar. Jim Hart was playing the vibraphone. Kit Downs was on keyboards. Dave Whitford was playing the bass. Tim Giles was on drums. And, of course, Stan Salzman was on tenor and soprano saxophones. Accomplished, tasteful writing from Stan Salzman with a band that's sensitive and responsive. That's exactly what you want in a band, right? And in a concert. Stan, I'll call you back to the mic just to finish up here. A great set. And what else is coming up for you? Recording, touring, teaching?
Well, we've just finished recently a Neon Quartet tour, so we're going to plan to do another one next year, but we are making another CD.
Is that on the Edition record
label? That's Edition label, same as the previous CD, Catch Me, which is on the Edition, yeah.
And are they looking after you?
They are indeed, yes.
Wonderful.
Mr. Stapleton's a very wonderful man, he's doing a great job. So
marvellous. Well, I look forward to seeing you in your Aston Martin. ladies and gentlemen, Stan Salzman and friends. Well, that ends this edition of Jazz Lineup. Remember that Jez Nelson will be along on Monday for Jazz on 3 with sessions and concerts. But till next week, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
On BBC One, Sir David Attenborough takes us to a world beyond imagination to uncover the magical lands of the polar regions.
These are places that feed our imaginations, places that seem to be borrowed from fairy tales. From ice caps that hold nearly 80% of our planet's fresh water to frozen forests that encircle the entire globe. This is our planet's last true wilderness.
Frozen Planet, Wednesday night at 9 on BBC One, and BBC One HD.
We're back here in a slightly more temperate part of the world. You're listening to BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio. And you'll also find us in high definition online. The time now is just after a quarter to one.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Threading through this couple of hours, a concert from the 2009 Barcelona Early Music Festival, the players of Harmonie Universelle, in music by two of the 18th century's more famous contemporaries, Handel and Vivaldi, who wrote concertos for just about every instrument under the Venetian sun, but some 200 of them were, I think, for the violin, this being one for two violins and in C major. Thank you.
Thank you.